We are live. Hello, friends. If it's Friday, it's time for Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, where women everywhere learn from industry experts how to flex their financial muscles. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, Rita's publicist and producer of her amazing show on my Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV. I am coming to you today from my new home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Thrilled to be here. More about that later. Most importantly, today you will learn from Rita's guests a ton of information about caring for the elderly. Welcome Sean Toomey, Senior VP at Capital City Nurses. The topic is how to make sure that the elderly age well and end their lives in peace and dignity. So take it away, Rita.
Well, thank you so much for that warm intro. Hope and Sean, I am so excited for you to be here to help educate our viewers and listeners about how they can support their loved ones and keep them safe and healthy and cared for. So without further ado, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at Capital City Nurses and what makes Capital City Nurses so special?
Well, thank you very much, Hope, for the introduction, and Rita, for having me today. Thrilled to be here. I've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks, so finally we're here. So I am the regional vice president for Capital City Nurses, and we are a private duty home care company, which in essence means we provide the services of one-on-one caregivers into people's homes, primarily elderly folks, to help them keep the quality of their life as good as it can be in their golden years. It's helping them age in place, helping them make the most of those years. And we do it. It's a service that's wonderful. We coordinate the care. The caregivers are all licensed, certified nursing assistants, and the care is also overseen by a nurse. Every client and every caregiver is supervised by a registered nurse who's an employee of ours as well. We operate in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and also in Delaware. So we're a nice regional company.
Most definitely. And this topic, as you know, is near and dear to my heart. I have no problem sharing with the world. In my dad's final days, it was the caregivers at Capital City Nurses that really made a difference in my dad's life. I get a little bit emotional because we miss Dad so much, but we know that he really did receive compassionate care. And Sean and his team are actually providing care to some of my clients today. So Thank you for that. And as we transition our conversation, this is a very stressful topic for so many reasons. You have tremendous expertise. Can you share strategies or best practices to help families navigate this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny. I'm glad you mentioned that about your dad. I was looking back through just doing a little bit of prep work here, and I had gone back to your family's file. And the first note that was in our system said, help the client stay safe and live his life to the fullest with respect and dignity. That was the instructions that every caregiver would have gotten before they got all the details of his needs, his specific needs. And I think that speaks volume about what we try to do, because that really encapsulates everything that we do for all of our clients every day. And I know it's highly emotional and it's a highly personal business. So I just wanted to say that, because I think you hit the nail on the head with that. In terms of strategies and things like that, yes, this is a really stressful time. Aging is not for the faint of heart. It gets very difficult in many ways, emotionally, financially. It can be very expensive to as people age, the care that they need. But we like to look at this as, you know, our service doesn't have to start at the end of life. It's right at the end of life. Oftentimes, our clients are highly independent people that are just reaching that stage in their life where they're aging a little bit, and they just want a little bit of help to help with their activities of daily living. Maybe they need a little assistance getting dressed, because they're not as flexible anymore, and getting down to put socks on is difficult. Or maybe there's a little mild cognitive impairment and they're forgetful and their family's a little worried about, you know, where they're going or what they're going to be doing, and they want somebody standing by to make sure that they're safe. But one of the things that happens in many, many of our cases is our clients actually are very resistant to the care. This is a generation that has saved the world in World War II and been very independent, and they've been through the Great Depression in many cases. And they're a hardy, the greatest generation. And they don't really, they've been the people that have given help to people throughout their lifetime. And now they're in need of help and they're very resistant to it. So some of the strategies that we talk about is just introducing the idea of a caregiver coming to help, to help make their life a little bit better. And sometimes it's starting slow. So instead of introducing a caregiver and saying that this caregiver is going to come and help you, dad or mom, for 8 hours a day, every day, you start with 4 hours twice a week and help with laundry and maybe, helping bathing or do some organizing and things like that. And then the relationship starts to build. It's a highly personal business and a highly personal relationship that gets formed between the caregivers and the clients. So when I think of strategies in our industry, it's sometimes it's just getting the care in place initially. So that's one thing. The other thing I'll say is that our service is certainly the cornerstone of a lot of people's care plans, but it's not everything. There's a lot of other services in our universe that help our clients. And so being a resource and making sure that our clients get the right service and not just a service for the sake of getting it is really important to us. So we really listen to our clients' needs and try to find the right fit for them. I think that's a really important part.
Thank you for that. I absolutely love that. Just as I believe the financial plan is the center of the client's financial life, I think that, a caregiving plan is really important. So can you talk about some of the other services that you may coordinate for the families that you serve?
Absolutely. So as I said, so our primary goal, we're Capital City Nurses is a 45-year-old family-owned business until a few years ago. We were acquired by a company called Care Advantage. So now we're part of that family of companies. But we do like one thing and we do it really well. And that's provide this private duty care. But we work in conjunction with many other services, home health services, which offer physical therapy or occupational therapy or speech therapy. Maybe if after an episode with a stroke or something. And so they need help with their personal care, but they also need assistance with these other services and therapies. And we can help coordinate that for them, where we recommend a partner that does those sorts of services. And we work in concert with them. Sometimes it is end of life. So it might be hospice and a family needs that hospice care. With those services, hospice and home health, they typically come in for an episode. So a physical therapist may come to the house and do a 45-minute workout to help with balance, but then that therapist leaves. We're the constant. We stay there for hour on end and with the people, but we maybe do the exercises that the therapist recommends after they leave. And so we are able to be the kind of the coordination hub of a lot of this stuff. We also work with have you ever heard of what a geriatric care manager or an aging life care manager?
My dad actually did have access to a geriatric care manager through his, he had one of the older long-term care policies. And so we had access to a geriatric care manager.
Excellent. So geriatric care managers are professionals that have the professional like quarterbacks as well. They coordinate a lot of care, and when cases get complex and there's a lot of different services in play, or if a family member doesn't live near their aging parent, they can be the eyes and ears on the ground for that family And if the person has a doctor's appointment or they have to go to the emergency room, the care manager can go with them and they can also arrange services. So we work with geriatric care managers really frequently, and that's wonderful. You also mentioned long-term care insurance, so I hope we get to touch on that.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's actually how I was connected to Capital City Nurses from the geriatric care manager or case manager, but I like to say care. I don't like to say case because it's, although I know they have a large caseload and many patients and clients they have to handle, but I feel like they just care so much. So yes, back to you, Sean. Why don't you tell us about you know, how you work with long-term care and talk about long-term care here, if you will.
A service like ours, home, private home care, is just that. It's a private caregiver one-on-one, but it's also paid privately. So a lot of the third-party payers, private insurance, Medicare, they don't cover our service. So it's out of pocket, with the exception of long-term care insurance. So those policies, whether it's, you know, there's a number of companies that are still writing those policies, although you could probably talk about how they've morphed over the years. The old policies were really insurance policies. You would pay a hefty premium, and in the event that you needed to activate the policy and use that benefit to pay for care through a company like mine or for assisted living, you would be able to do that. Now, I think maybe the actuarial tables were a little off because some of those long-term care insurance companies stopped writing those policies, and they have created more like investment vehicles that also have an insurance component to them. And I think that it's really important because the clients that have those policies, it can really mitigate the cost of this. And our service is an hourly service, and it ranges anywhere from, depending on where you are in the country, from $25 to $35 an hour or more. And you can see how quickly that can add up. So long-term care insurance is something that you have to get when you're younger and healthier. But if you can afford it, I think it really does help when you get into those later years.
No, absolutely. I'm glad that you spoke about long-term care insurance. So this is just some helpful information. What's interesting is there wasn't a lot of actuarial data on long-term care. Right. The reason why is because we didn't really have these issues, but people are living longer. The other thing that is also interesting is persistency rates. What that means is a lot of people kept their policies. They didn't like let them lapse. Right. So people are living longer. Lapse rates weren't what people thought. The average, I guess, payouts for a company is quite high. So then there was like a crunch with premiums. So insurance companies had to raise premium or perhaps not write any more policies. So as I tell people, yes, back in the day, the policies that my parents had, they were quite robust. I don't know if we can get those same policies today. So this is a question I ask a lot on the podcast, and it may be relevant, it may not be, but I'm just going to throw it out there. What do you think are some of the myths and misconceptions that persist about care and private in-home care?
I'm glad you brought that up, actually. I think there is there's kind of a pervasive sense sometimes, and you don't see it overtly, but sometimes when things go wrong, the backlash of people, and I've seen this kind of when there's an instance or an accusation of theft or of abuse or something like that of a caregiver in the home. It's really an explosive topic that is emotional. And a lot of times I've seen where the person who may be writing the article, I don't know what their agenda is all the time, but they write it and it's very sympathetic to the victim. And of course we want to recognize that, but there's two sides to every story. And on my side of it, I've seen accusations against caregivers oftentimes that just don't really hold water. And we really take an approach where we care about our caregivers, as much as our clients. The client isn't always right sometimes in those instances. And we want to do a full investigation, if you want to call it that, into what really happened and make sure that we're recognizing the caregivers, because I do think that they're marginalized a lot. It's not a very high paying job. It's a thankless job in many cases, but it's such an important job that these caregivers do every day. They go into our parents' homes and they provide this care. And sometimes when things go wrong, they get blamed, and maybe it's not always fair. And so, you know, just being a champion for the caregivers out there is really important. And what that does is it allows a company like mine, when our caregivers feel that as part of our culture, they want to work with us. And when caregivers that want to work with us join our company, they become part of that Capital City Nurses like ethos, and they buy into the type of experience that your family had. And not every company has that. I guess I'll leave it at that. Just that the caregivers are really lovely people that work really hard, and we have to value them as much as we value our clients.
I couldn't agree more, because I've had experience with different companies, and I understand that. And I also have aging clients and clients who have aging loved ones. So it is important, you know, the care economy. Last but certainly not least, we'd be remiss if we didn't give you a chance to share with listeners and viewers how they can find more about Capital City Nurses and how people can reach out to you.
Well, obviously, you can go to our website, www.capitalcitynurses.com. There's a lot of information there, of course. We have talked about how personal this business is. Oftentimes, people want to talk on the phone. And so by going to the website, learning a little bit about our company, but then calling us and getting put through to one of our client care coordinators or a client relations manager, and just sharing, you know, what the need may be. And we help guide. That's the other thing. Most people that call are oftentimes in a crisis. They think they want something, they need it now. And we can be that calming voice that can ask them the right questions that they may not even think to ask, and find the right level of care and the right level of service for them, so they're getting exactly what they need and no more and no less. But the website, and then reaching out to us and talking with one of us, is really the best way to get a comfort level and feel really good about, you know, who you're working with.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. And I just want to reiterate one thing before I kick it back to Hope, is I so appreciate what you said about the right level of care. No more, no less. Think about my dad. And at first we started out with 2 hours a day. Then it was 4 hours. Then it needed to be 8, but it allowed him to build a relationship with that caregiver and develop that level of comfort. So thank you for that. And now back to you, Hope.
Thank you both. What a beautiful conversation, and what an important topic, especially as so many of our parents are aging and our loved ones. And it's so tragic post-COVID and how complicated things are. So well done, Sean. Keep up the great work. And thank you as always, Margarita. Let's talk about next week's episode, when at 5 p.m. Eastern next Friday, Claudine Halpern, CEO of Zage and co-founder of My Elder, will be our guest. Talk a little bit about that.
So sure. As you know, the topic of caregiving, being a member of the sandwich generation, is a topic near and dear to my heart. So Claudine is going to be talking about Zage and what other solutions there are to help us care for our loved ones.
Beautiful. Yes. So this, the topic continues. So thank you, Sean and Rita, and to all of our listeners and viewers, thank you so much. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. We'll see you next Friday.